You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Sherry and Konka Nipple joining us. Of course, their son is in the Final Four of the NCAA tournament with Duke. And now it's our Break in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway. Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets are $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
And this hour's keyword is pillow. P-I-L-L-O-W. Pillow. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword pillow for your chance to win this statewide contest.
And this hour, you're playing for $100 cash. So download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, and text the word pillow right now. You've got until 8 o'clock to text in and qualify this hour. And your next chance to play is coming up this morning at 11 a.m. with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair On Air. That word again?
Pillow.
Yep.
We're on bended knee. We got to get people to text in
because we need this. We
compete with other morning programs, part of the Civic Media. So if you could please text in the word pillow, that helps Johnny and I get more.
Yeah. And please don't take this the wrong way. We really don't care if you win or lose, but just vote. We got to be honest.
He is honest. I'll give you that. All right.
Michael Bino, our very special guest. What is up, big boy?
Oh, it's another beautiful day in Green Bay, I'll tell you what.
I love your shirt.
You are living the dream with
Look at that Packer cheesy shirt. I love it.
My son bought this in a secondhand store in Los Angeles when he worked out for Jimmy Kimmel out there.
No kidding.
Really?
Got it for me for Christmas.
That is awesome, because you know what? That is old school with the old NFC logo.
Yep.
That's from like the early 90s.
Got the fedora on here.
Yep.
There's no Lombardi cheese, though. There's no cheese.
Yeah, there really isn't.
Mm.
Yeah,
but some brats.
Actually, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if somebody's going to do something, do it right.
Right.
Okay.
Hey,
give me the picture of the grill again.
Yeah.
Jim, what does that look like on the grill?
Nothing.
Looks like hot dogs.
Right.
Do those look like brats to you?
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. No, yeah. They're a little lame. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to do something,
come
on.
Make it a little, right.
This is made by the NFL Network, so they don't really have a good idea.
All right.
So,
anyway. They're not going to qualify for this. Okay.
No.
But I've never seen another one like this.
I haven't either. It's cool.
Which is cool.
It's very cool. Michael Bina, cheesy name Hall of Fame. And I'm not going to pay too close attention because I'm in love with your dog right here that's cuddled up next to me.
A nice
what
dog.
A beautiful dog.
That's you spend a little money grooming that
look
dog.
Look at sitting. Why isn't Milton like, look at this dog cuddling up to me.
That, he, yes.
Yeah.
Milton, I love it.
Don't know what.
Milton's jealous.
Yes.
Yes. Wow,
hey, Milton.
That's a beautiful dog.
Milton, you're not as cool as this dog.
He's listening.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. So, Michael, what do you got going on here? This cheesy name Hall of Fame.
I love it.
So do I.
Well, I was trying to think of something to do in my retirement. And
what is that? Retirement. Is that,
right? You're young.
Right. Is that for old people? Yeah.
Well, I was retired. They didn't renew my contract.
Oh,
okay.
So
gee, never been there.
Right.
And Jim, you have kind of a contract with the city here. I mean, you can get in and get out just as easily as anybody else.
I voted for him every time he ran.
he lived in Alloway, or in Ledgeview, I should say.
I lied to him the whole time.
He didn't. I really thought he voted for me, too, because he was, you know, he's believable.
I've learned. I was hosting his re-election campaign fundraisers and telling him I was voting for him. I never voted for him.
Yeah. Michael, I'm assuming you did because you lived in Green Bay. I've been at your house a couple times. So life is good for you?
Yeah, well.
You have some very talented sons.
Indeed. And they're still fairly talented, but not, they're not pulling in any NIL dollars. But we're hoping. We're on a good path.
Yeah, you are.
Well, let's talk about the cheesy name Hall of Fame.
I wanted to do something that would, promote the community in my retirement and, you know, maybe do some good work, promote good things about our community. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing that the richest man in the world does when he comes to Green Bay is put on a cheese head. So I wanted to find a way when Green Bay gets, 40 million people when they watch the football game, the Packers, on a good game? Mm-hmm.
It's the highest in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the Chiefs have overtaken it, but it's always been like that.
Yeah, Packers are right up there.
So you're trying to welcome the national people coming to Green Bay, the big personalities and the owners and everybody, make them feel wanted by giving them some cheesy names.
Love, cheesy love, something cheesy and something memorable to take away with them, other than a couple of draft choices or whatever they got going. But there's going to be instead of the 40 million people we get watching Green Bay football, we're going to have 80 million for the draft.
Unbelievable.
And so I was thinking, how can I attract a couple of those couple million eyeballs on me?
Okay.
and what I'm doing. So I came up with some cheesy love. And in the spirit of the Swami Boomer.
That he always did. Yeah.
And he said.
What was your favorite one of all time? Of Berman's.
Well, he did coin Lambo.
He did. I always like Burt Be Home Blylevin.
It's awesome.
That was awesome.
And I think that was one of his. Top.
Absolutely.
Ever. It had
no question.
To be.
Yes.
Burt Be Home by 11.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that one.
So I thought we could do something like that in the spirit of the Swami. And the Swami may even be here in Green Bay on the 24th.
Oh, I would assume.
And all the big guns are coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
And so I wanted
Aren't they staying right across the street here, Jim?
I
didn't you say
they book the media at the Northland.
Oh. Oh, thanks. That's a good tip.
Right there.
We were in the lobby. They were telling us, we were like, what are you guys doing for the NFL? And they're like, well, we kind of got a lot of media staying here, which is nice. I mean, that's where Aikman and those guys stay when they're here. And who's the other guy that was the quarterback for Dallas?
Romo.
Yeah.
Tony Romo. Yeah. And I used to go there when I was a little kid and get autographs in the lobby.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Which was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. So we got, I like some of these. Oh, I like them all. But it's the cheesiest name of any player in the draft. Shooter Sanders Shredded Cheddar.
It's going to be hard to outdo his dad's neon nickname, but yeah.
Shredded Cheddar. I love it. Shooter Sanders Shredded Cheddar. I like it.
Okay. I think he's going to be the number one choice, too. So.
Oh, you actually, you know what? I'm reading your sheet here. You actually have that there about Chris Berman's Burt Be Home Blylevin.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And Bad Moon Rising?
Bad Moon Rising was pretty bad. I'll tell you what. That was.
That's phenomenal.
Bad Moon had it tattooed on his arm.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I knew him when he was a sophomore in high school in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was kind of a jerk then, too. But anyway.
Did you hook up when he was here in Green Bay then, obviously?
Or? Yeah. I remember I brought, okay. Okay, I'm not talking about school.
And now, so, story time.
Well, okay,
with John
so I
Mino.
Told him, I said, hey, I got some old video of you playing high school basketball on old VHS. Oh, man, can you bring it over? It'd be great. Because he was a teammate with Glenn Rice and Jeff Grayer.
Oh.
I mean, on the same high school basketball team. All number one draft picks. Isn't that amazing? And so I said, hey, where are you staying? He said, oh, I'm staying with, I'm not going to say the name of the other guy, at his condo or whatever, little duplex. And I go and I knock, the music is just boom, like crazy as I got to go. Okay, and I knock on the door. Music stops and the lights go off. And go, who's there? I go, it's Mino. I'm dropping off something for, and they open the door. And you know how you were at St. Norbert when somebody opened your dorm room, it's just, you get like a buzz just from the smoke coming out. He opened it like 4 inches and the smoke just billowed out. And I could just see in the shadows about 8 of the Packer players all sitting there with a big bong. And I just, oh, thanks, man. And I like stuck it through like a mail slot. And I got to my car. Music started again. Lights come on. So that's what I remember about Bad Moon Horizon.
Oh, God. He was bad.
Michael Bean, tell me again about all your cheesy names you came up with for the national media.
Well, we can jump in on this, though, right?
We can
nominate this.
We can do this, yeah.
And your audience. This is audience participation.
Right,
so we're seeking nominations.
Right, we got to
the 15th. Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We have till April 15th to drop our nominations.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell us again how this works. Through LinkedIn, or how do we nominate one of these cheesy names?
Cheesy name, HOF, at Gmail. Drop your nominations there.
So choose the name Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That's right, John.
That's what the HOF stands for.
That's it.
I didn't know if you knew, Jim. I was doing that for you. Wow.
Cheesy name.
Is your dad still alive, Michael? Because it's like working with my dad. He's been gone a lot of years, but it's the same thing.
Okay, cheesy name, HOF.
Yeah. All right. I'm on Twitter at the cheesy name, HOF, and on Instagram and all that stuff. I just launched this idea like about a week ago. And okay. I thought, how am I going to take, like I said, how am I going to take advantage of 80 million eyeballs?
Yes.
And so, yeah, I have a website. Yeah, right. That's in progress. So we're just want some nominations for the 20th or the week of the 20th, and we're going to announce them then.
Unveil it then.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have an inductee, and then we're going to have some honorable mentions.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So
April 15th at midnight is the deadline.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And we'll announce on the 20th. And, you know, we've got the trick of the judging criteria. Is the name kind of squeaky or musical, lyrical, any alliterations? Chris Berman, if the name was in between your first and your last name, you get some bonus points for that. But it's really not important to have it like he did it. But if you get a bonus point if the name of the cheesemaker is in your cheesy name, or the dairy, or if it's a Wisconsin cheese, bonus points for that.
Right.
So it's, you know. The judges are kind of...
Who are the judges, Mike? I'm reading through this. I can't find the judges.
Well, the judges are a secret select panel that is being developed as we speak. Are you guys busy on the 15th? we could do the drawing right here on the 15th.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So, but there's really some pretty good opportunities.
Actually, Brian Gutekunst almost sounds like a cheese. Gutekunst. Yeah, it's from Austria. It's a Gutekunst cheese.
Well, you know what Gutekunst means.
No.
It's essentially handcrafted or made. It's art.
Was it German?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not
that
know
does
that.
Sound...
And we're playing in Germany next year, right? Or is it Ireland? I forget. But, you know, we're going to go for that international market, too, with the Gutekunst.
Like that.
Yeah. And Robert Kraft, I don't know. That might be too easy, I guess.
Yeah.
It's too easy, or redundant or something.
Yeah.
I mean, Kraft
slices.
Stick
around, Michael.
I'll ask you.
Yeah, we got to delve into this.
Okay.
And we still, and you know another thing we got to do today?
What's that?
Prove my, well, I don't know, what's the word? I don't want to say intelligence.
That's
something in regards to pandas.
Yeah.
Because I was humiliated yesterday by you guys, and Todd found the true story. I'm going to be vindicated.
What did I say
my word was today? Vindication. Okay. This is my revenge tour right here.
I got a good laugh at our staff meeting
yesterday.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm in the room.
He's in the room?
He's in the room.
All right.
Hey, welcome back. We've got Michael Bina here talking about the great cheesy names, but I got to talk about something else first, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
This is Vindication Day for me.
So this came from the Newzoo. Christine was in yesterday.
But
she sent this to me.
Yeah,
okay.
So to kind of vindicate John a little bit.
Give a little background.
No, but...
Go ahead.
So you talked about something different.
No. So we were talking about pandas.
They want to do a big panda thing at the zoo.
Well,
not pandas.
Yeah.
No.
Red pandas look like raccoons.
Right.
Well, yeah.
They're small little, they're red pandas.
Yeah.
You were saying that
they came from China because of President Nixon.
No, what
1972.
Right.
We got into the pandas, right?
Right.
And John said that they do something very interesting when they mate.
They barely mate, that's true. And that's why they're endangered. The red pandas don't like...
But John said that he thought that they have to get the female panda...
Lit up.
Drunk.
Right.
That's not the case, but there is something interesting.
But it's close to that.
It's interesting And so you've got some details.
But not these aren't the red pandas. These are black and white
ones. Right.
Yes. These are, yes. But that's correct. Why they're endangered, because the females don't want to mate.
Okay.
Okay. So this was sent to me by the zoo themselves, by the zoologist.
All right.
Here is a more, I'm just going to read this. Hey, John was absolutely correct about.
Let me read it.
I got it here right now, Jim.
He just puts words in. See, that's the problem.
No, I don't. John is exactly correct when it came to pandas as far as why they're endangered, even though President Nixon brought them back from China in 1972.
That had nothing to do with the mating.
This is what you're saying. And then why they're endangered is, okay, here's a more detailed look at the unique aspects of giant panda mating. Female pandas are only receptive to mating for a very short period, typically 2 to 3 days annually. That's the only time, making it difficult for males to find and mate with them.
Catholics.
Mm-hmm. Scientifically, they are known as wives. male pandas engage in a urine-hopping dance where they urinate on surrounding foliage to spread their scent and attract females.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, bar time.
This is also, that's what she said. The mating season for giant pandas is typically in the spring from March to May at a specific time between 10:30 p.m. and 20 minutes after bar close. That's what she said right here. This is from Christine.
I can't.
This is why
John's not showing me the
are endangered.
Okay.
So thank you, Christine, for sending me that from the new zoo. I feel vindicated. Todd? Thank you, Todd.
Actual zoologist.
That's an actual zoologist.
All right.
Actual or knows one. Knows a zoologist.
Can I read that?
I think she found that stuff for you, but at least we know that you are kind of on track.
Yes.
That they're difficult to mate with.
All of my stuff that I make up is based on fact.
Okay.
You heard it here, folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Michael, tell us some more about this contest.
Right, we got a contest coming up, and this is all tied into the NFL draft, and we are looking for a special, unique thing. So what you can do is enter Michael's contest, which is very cool. You can drop your nomination in with LinkedIn, and you can nominate anything that has to do with any NFL team, NFL player, or even politician. No?
We're coming to the politician eventually. But we're focused on the NFL draft for April. But we're also looking for media personalities. We'll call them influencers. Maybe not media personalities so much anymore.
I don't think we're social media influencers.
Some of you are.
I'm thinking mozzarella. I'm going to get well, I'll figure something out. Johnny. Figure it out.
There's some really great Italian cheeses work really well with your name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Marzano.
Right.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
But it's not a Wisconsin cheese, though, so you're going to lose a couple of points if you go with the Italian cheese.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of Italians around here. You know, let me ask you this, though, Michael. When it comes to, how do you know so much about cheese? Because you're tossing out these things like you have factual. What's your background in the cheese world?
I just an avid consumer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a fan.
Oh, Belgiosa. We have that cheese here right across the street. $7 billion right there.
Right there. I know. We got to figure out a name for them.
Yeah.
In fact, I do have a name for them. for the cheesiest GM, John Schneider Schreiber.
There you go.
Cheese.
There you go. Are you going to that $800 a plate dinner that they have over here?
No, I think they're sold out, so I'm not getting in.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Todd, I thought I told you to get me a reservation.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Didn't work out.
It's only $800, but there must be some good cheese over there.
Can you imagine?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I don't know anything about cheese. I only know that it's a big industry in Wisconsin. We're number three in the world, and you know we've got quite a infrastructure and all that stuff, and people like cheese, and it's a natural food, and it's fun to eat, it's good to eat,
and we have specialty cheeses. Everybody thinks it's, you know, the McDonald's. Belgiosa, his cheese, and that's not inexpensive. I mean, he's got some great, great cheeses, and so do these guys across the street. But yeah, we make great cheese. In California, they still are.
There's 1,200 cheesemakers in Wisconsin,
really?
Licensed official. Zoologist type.
They had the country or the world's big cheese contest, or whatever you want to call it, recently, the last couple of months here, right?
Yeah. Last month. Yeah.
Yeah. Where were the I don't know if the winners were from Wisconsin, though.
There was a couple of Wisconsinites, but the big winner was, I believe, Danish.
Okay.
I forget.
But
I
it
forget.
Was but a it worldwide was thing, right?
It was huge. And yeah,
the website, or to learn more about this, Michael, how do we do that? This is going to be fun. And I've got some ideas I'm going to kick around. So how do we go to the cheese name HOF, right?
Would cheesy Google, name HOF.
Cheesy name.
Cheesy name HOF.
I Google yeah. that and can take boom. Part.
And what do can... people win?
Well, that's another thing that we're okay. working on, but we're going to try and, you know, if.
Because Elon Musk was here and he kind of gave out $1 million. Yeah. So is it something what like that?
We get a million Kurds. A million.
Actually, I would take that.
I would too.
We want to do something, some kind of giveaway. We're hoping. Paul's Pantry will get involved. You know, if you come to our site and you select a cheese and you want to buy that cheese or whatever, and we're going to donate nice. Cheese to them, or you have an option of selecting.
You know, I will say, when I was at, we're at the Super Bowl in Dallas the week before the thing, and I had brought down a bunch of cheese curds. I remember giving them to Steve Mariucci. And he gave them to the rest, and people were like, what are these? These are unbelievable.
Right?
They went crazy over totally. These cheese curds.
Yeah.
But we want 80 million eyes on those curds on
April. All right,
like
it.
Like that. It. Yeah. Once again, Michael Bina, how do they get it? How do they take part?
Cheesy name HOF.
Right. Win some cool stuff. Always good seeing you, Michael.
Good
Thank
seeing
you, Michael.
You.
Tell
good
Danielle you guys. To get up early, come in and do a show with us one day.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
That's right.
How much time do we have, Todd?
Not enough.
Go for it.
Not enough.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Danielle.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Locally, voters in Green Bay will elect three members of the Green Bay Area Public School Board of Education. Incumbents Rick Crossan and James Lyerly face challenges from Elliot Christensen, Katie Gentry, Jeanette Nill, and Alex Minot. Three seats on the Howard Suamico School Board are up for grabs. Incumbents Scott Jandrin, Alan McGuire, Amy Rubright are facing challenges from Pooja Bamha Arora and Kim Moran. Wrightstown's also electing three school board members. Incumbents Melinda Lemke and Jeff Nelson face challenges from Amber Cox and Jonathan Curtis. There are also a few school referendums on the ballots in the Green Bay area. West De Pere Unified School District is asking for $9.925 million to improve and expand the school's trade education facilities. And Shiocton is asking for two capital referendums. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. Don't forget to bring appropriate ID. Polls are open and will close at 8 p.m. tonight. The Green Bay Packers are going international, and not just for a game, but on a more permanent basis. The NFL announced Monday that the NFL Global Markets Program has awarded the Packers marketing rights in Germany, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. The Packers selected those three countries due to their existing fan base, cultural fit, and opportunity for further expansion and growth. The team will now pursue activities across their international markets to connect new audiences with Wisconsin's unique charm and Midwestern character. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, the Break into Spring Text to Win contest is on right now, and you've got till 8 o'clock this morning to text the keyword pillow in on the Civic Media app. That's P-I-L-L-O-W. Download the Civic Media app right now at the Google or Apple stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and text the word pillow right now before 8 o'clock for your shot at $100 cash this hour, and also qualify for the grand prize, a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress. That includes the mattress, the sheets, and a lot more. Again, till 8 o'clock, text the word pillow from the Civic Media app. Help out John and Jim get a lot of texters this morning because they're in competition.
We're not begging people.
We're on bended knee. Yes, we are.
We're not begging people?
No.
Yeah, we are.
We're influencing them.
Oh,
Michael gave us
right.
the new
he
name.
Did, he called
we're
us
influencers.
We're influencers. Pillow. P-I-L-L-O-W. Text it in. We need it.
How do you spell potato?
With an E.
Okay. Welcome back. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's always nice to see you.
You too.
Introduce yourself, Carrie.
I'm Carrie Josephson, director for the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Which is coming up this
sure
fall,
is. September 27th.
Which takes place right behind us here.
Exactly.
Which we are both, Jim and I are both taking part in.
Excellent. Happy to hear it.
And Milton's going to come along.
Can we bring our pets?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he'll come.
We even have a pet area. Little doggy bandanas and treats.
Really? Adorable. Oh, that's cool.
What color will it match?
Oh, purple. My God.
Here we go. Well,
everything's purple.
Oh, that's true. Everything's purple. He'll look good in that. Hey, Alzheimer's,
you know
I just want to say.
You know what? I'm going to say something. I'd never worn purple in my entire life until Carrie sent me a very nice T-shirt.
I have
from
that.
Milwaukee.
Thank you for sending mine.
And I was wearing it one day at like a Menards, and somebody said, "That's a nice shirt."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's my color. My color is purple. Who'd ever have known that?
And you know,
that
wearing
my color
that,
is purple.
And wearing that's a real conversation starter.
Right? Absolutely.
I know you're very shy, John, so this is going to be helpful.
I know. It gets me out of my shell.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But who do I think look good in purple, right?
And that the print
crazy.
With all that. You know,
yes.
it's very unique.
I mean, somebody
shirt.
Actually say, hey, that's very cool. That's a very cool shirt.
Yeah.
So nicely done.
Anyway, and the reason, well, we're leaning into Alzheimer's a little bit more is because you lost your mom to it. I lost my sister to it. And I think everyone's affected by it. There's a lot of need out there for a lot of organizations, but we put a little more emphasis on this. Hey, your special guest, I'm totally impressed with. So do you want to introduce yourself or do you want me to introduce you or how do you want to do this? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Jimmy Dam. I'm a senior from Columbus High School, and I'm currently serving as the Wisconsin FBLA state president for the 2024-2025 fiscal
and
year.
FBLA stands for?
The Future Business Leaders of America.
Isn't that cool? And you had a great day yesterday.
Yeah. No, it was great. So yesterday we had our opening session. We have 76 different competitive events, so we have students all over the state coming in to compete. I competed in impromptu speaking. Happy to say I made finals, so I'll be competing again. Our top 8 students out of the 21 who made it to state compete again today, and then top 4 have the opportunity to compete again at Nationals in June in Anaheim.
So what when you say impromptu speak, do they throw a topic at you, or what happens there?
There's like a piece of paper flipped over on the table, and then they go, okay, you have 10 minutes, flip your piece of paper over, and it's got a prompt there, and I get 2 note cards, and then I write a little speech
about it. What was your topic?
My topic was, how do we ensure our media and information sources are reliable, unbiased, and not propaganda?
How do you do that? I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know. I was just like,
you don't do it here.
I think the 3 things you just mentioned we do every day.
Steer away from John Mino, Jim Schmidt. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And Todd. He's the worst.
How interesting. That Future Business Leaders of America, that's a great organization. And it's been around for a long, long time, and you can go on to do some great things. What are your future plans?
I'm committed to UW-Platteville for environmental engineering next year.
Great.
Pioneers!
Thanks for doing that. That's going to be great.
It's a great school for engineering, isn't it, though?
It is. They have a very nice program.
It really is.
Carrie, you've been in here a number of times, and John and I have gone to a number of your events. You have, you always have things going on, and I think that's what keeps you in the forefront.
You know, and that's a great point, because we've dealt with, different organizations that want some pub or whatever, and you hear from them like once a year when they want the pub, okay? Mm-hmm. You are a huge advocate for what you do. It isn't just like, you know, fill in the blank type thing. We're really impressed with how much passion you have for Alzheimer's and finding a cure or helping them. I don't know if we're going to find a cure, but we wanted to talk a little bit about something that Jim was talking about before we went on the air today that he saw. Some really exciting potential advances, right?
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that blood test. I just read that this morning.
Yeah, for sure. So I know in the past when I've been on, we've talked a little bit about some of the new drugs that have come out that really help slow the progression of the disease. But another exciting advancement in the last 12 months has been this blood test that's been released. So I don't want to quote the exact percent accuracy, but it's in the 90s, which is amazing.
That's pretty good. I mean, you have 91 or 92. That's anything.
Exactly. And to have a test that makes it so much easier for people really to be diagnosed and be diagnosed earlier, which is so important because a lot of these drugs, they only work if you catch it early.
Right.
So we really want people to
be aware
of the warning signs.
Right?
Yep, a simple blood test.
That's what I mean.
It will pinpoint you on this continuum of where you're at. And if they can catch it earlier, they can start some treatments earlier, which is going to obviously address this.
Start treatments or even just making life changes.
Right.
Living a more healthy lifestyle and hopefully improving quality of life.
And that wouldn't happen without research.
Exactly.
And that's why we have to raise funds and awareness. Because
that's why we're all here.
Yep. So I think that's great that you're working on. What other things do you have going on? And we have the big walk, which, you know, obviously.
We do have the big walk. And thank you for all the kind words before. But, you know, it is definitely not just me. Yes, I'm passionate and super busy, but really driven by all the amazing volunteers. They are really the engine behind all of this. They keep us moving. They get more and more businesses to show their support and host events. So big shout out to all the volunteers.
I just want to say something here in regards to yourself here, Jamie, that you put on the sheet. Talk about this right here, if you don't mind, Carrie.
Oh, yeah. So the whole partnership with Alzheimer's Association and FBLA, I really think is amazing. Obviously, we know Alzheimer's affects so many people. One in three seniors dies with the disease. It's something that we're seeing affect more and more young people as well. So it's not just a disease of the elderly. This can be something that's affecting high school students, not just because, you know, grandma and grandpa might have it, but mom and dad might have it, or aunts and uncles.
And that affects their lives.
Absolutely.
These young people, it affects their lives.
Yeah. And, you know, even if it is grandma and grandpa, mom and dad might be caregiving. Right. We all know caregiving is extremely difficult and causes a lot of strain. We want them to have as much information as possible.
The gentleman you brought in a couple of weeks ago.
Marty Schreiber.
Marty Schreiber. Okay. Did you read that book?
Governor.
You got to read that. He is so incredibly honest in that book about everything. About when you think, oh, you know, it's my wife. I'm going to take care of her. My God. What you take on when you think you're going to do it yourself, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not an easy job.
No, people have to get that book. Anybody that's affected with Alzheimer's, you got to get that. Was it
My two Elaines.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or Eileen's.
Elaine's.
My two Elaine's.
Yeah.
About before she had Alzheimer's and after.
Yeah.
How she's two different people. He tried to take, you politicians got egos as far as, you got confidence. Put it that way.
Yeah.
You got confidence. Okay. And he was governor. He's got confidence.
He can do anything.
He can do it. And that one brought him, that one humbled him. Let's put it that way.
Oh, absolutely.
It humbled him.
No doubt.
Yeah. And he puts it all in writing, and he went to the bottle a little bit, as we talked about. And it's like, that is a great, great book for anybody who thinks, I can handle this, to see how tough of a foe this is.
Right. And it's really important. You know, caregivers have to take care of themselves first.
Right.
I mean, you can't take care of somebody else if you're not taking care of yourself. And it's so important to have a really good support system around you. You can't tackle it alone.
And how cool is it we got young people tremendously... I mean, the potential of somebody like this young lady, Jamie, here is like incredible. How great is it to try to get involved with them at this stage?
Oh, it's fantastic. They bring so much energy and so many great ideas. I hosted a few workshops yesterday afternoon just talking more about the Alzheimer's Association, what it does, what resources we have. And the room was pretty filled every single session, and it was just great to see them so excited to learn more.
And you're over here at KI, which is right across the street from where we are, and I see a lot of youth, you know, walking around there. When you talk about the career fair,
is that why we saw the kids yesterday walking around in suit jackets and ties? And it's like, what's going on?
Pretty
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was not Radio Media Day. It was, no, they really... What are some of the careers, or what are the kids learning here? Why don't you address that?
So, like, workshops or competitive events?
The workshops.
The workshops going on. There is a ton of workshops going on. I know there is Business World, and they're talking about how to make a product, how to pitch it. There's a bunch with Alzheimer's Association. There's a variety of just building your soft skills, your communication skills, your leadership skills.
That's got to be.
Jim teaches these classes. He really does.
I do. But first thing we learn is there a market? And there is. You know, you talk about the product, right? And some people invent things. It's like, is there a market for it? But there is for Alzheimer's. So I'm sure that. And to invent the product that would, I don't know what products they're inventing in that field. But that's got to be very interesting for some of these young entrepreneurs.
Oh, absolutely. And I had a number of students come up to me yesterday, and I'm sure we'll be talking more today at the career fair, who really are interested in the medical field and want to know more about how they can get into research. So,
and that's the key. I mean, it costs money, and we got to research this stuff. And you go back to anything, and cures, back to polio, right? It was research that helped us figure that out, and it cost money.
So what do you want to do eventually? I know in job interviews or whatever, even in college for the first interview, it's like, where do you see yourself, 20 years from today? That type of thing.
On an island.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope to work somewhere in the conservation field. I'm not quite sure yet. I mean, that's a later in college.
Yeah,
issue,
conservation,
but
that'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be very cool.
And that's a good answer. And like, you know, really? I'm supposed to know that? You got to be nicer than that. But, you know, that's a tough question for a kid that has the whole world in front of them.
For
right?
A kid, I mean, I don't even know that.
Right.
I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm still like literally thinking, what should I do when I get
20 years, where do I see myself? Yeah. In the cemetery.
You exactly. Know, just cutting grass.
Anyway, so this is going on for the next 2 days here at KI, mm-hmm. this convention. What are the things you got going on for in the community?
We have so many events coming up. April, I thought March was a crazy month, but April's also lining up to be the same. So starting April 6th, 6th through the 13th, Sunny's Pizzeria in Sturgeon Bay. We all love yummy pizza.
Love Sunny's Pizza
right.
in Sturgeon Bay.
Who doesn't?
Love right. Sunny's Pizza.
Exactly. Well, yes. John, go up there next week because a dollar from every single pizza that they sell is going to be donated to their walk team. On April 8th, we are having Steering into the Skid at Oak Park Place in Green Bay. So that's, we're showing it as a film, but it originated as like a one-act play. So there are two actors, and it's a story about a couple and their journey with dementia. They show conversations that they have in the vehicle and just kind of the progression of the disease until at some point he's no longer able to drive.
Wow. Okay. I want to talk more about this, okay? Mm-hmm. About some of these things. Jamie, this is great having you here.
Yeah.
This is really awesome. We got another quick break. Back with more with Carrie Josephson and Jamie Dom. Is that how you pronounce it?
Damn.
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 Damn. All right, back after
this. She's heard that a million times.
I know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Baby, you're adorable,
and only with care. Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor. Once again, it's your break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress Factory Store that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
You like that Chula Vista, don't
Chula
you?
Vista. Chula Vista! Chula Vista!
All right, this hour's keyword is pillow. P-I-L-L-O-W. Pillow. So download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword pillow for your chance to win the statewide contest.
And of course, this hour you're playing for $100 cash. Download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW. Text the word pillow before 8 o'clock for your shot to qualify this hour and win that $100 and go to the grand prize drawing for the Queen Mattress set from Verlo. Break into spring, with the Civic Media Radio Group.
Jim went on a cruise last week, and he actually stole pillows because they were embroidered Carnival Cruise Line.
First of all, he stole
the pillows.
And
is
then he had
crazy?
Somebody actually take the Carnival Cruise Line off and put JS on it.
Yes. So.
Two things. I wouldn't do a Carnival Cruise because that's the lower end. It was Princess. Secondly, he's giving me a hard time. Listen to this. He said I couldn't close my suitcase because the pillows were so fluffy.
So fluffy, couldn't get suitcase.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Untrue. Anyway, it was a great cruise.
Yeah. So he stuck it under his shirt and said he put on weight.
Did you notice?
Did put on weight though, didn't you, on that cruise?
A little bit.
You did a little bit.
They said that. My doctor said that. You're going to put on 5 pounds. He was 1 pound off.
You did? I noticed that.
Six. But it was free food, free alcohol.
Yeah. It's a sign of a good vacation.
It is.
Absolutely.
Well done. Thank you for saying that. Yes. All right. So, hey, Alzheimer's, and I had some great that. Do you have other classmates that are leaning into this? I just think this is great that sometimes we worry about the youth getting into things that are super important. And I don't know how you got engaged in this. I'd like to hear, did you have a relative or?
Working with the Alzheimer's Association, Wisconsin FPLA, our state planning team and our state officer team chose to work with the Alzheimer's Association because they align very well in a way that works with our three pillars of service, education, and progress. And we felt that our members could connect with the organization very well. And actually, National FBLA is also partnered with them. So the whole organization is working to help fundraise and work with the Alzheimer's Association.
Is there a reason, though? Like Jim was saying, is there some kind of a spark that you chose this?
Me personally?
Well, just in general with Alzheimer's. I mean, because I think it's awesome that young people are involved with something like this. I really and truly do. And that's I mean, I hate to say it, but that's if there is going to be a cure, it's going to be people her age going to colleges and, right. and finding the next thing. Isn't that the truth, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm hearing is it's reciprocal. I mean, they wanted to work with you, too. And you really want to get a partnership when it comes to, I mean, this is not a one-year thing. I'm sure it's going to go on for years to come. And yeah, I just want to give Alzheimer's credit for reaching out to the youth.
Oh, well, thank you. No, like I said, we're big about getting awareness out there to as many groups and the whole population, really. Well, just awareness about the disease and all the resources that we have to offer. Right. So
I think that's the exciting part, though, is with us being involved, not that we're doing it, but it's exciting being involved with an organization like yours where there are, like this morning, exciting advances are announced. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? You know, you get this generation of people mm-hmm. going into a lab someplace and putting their intelligence towards this. Who knows what kind of breakthroughs could happen?
Right.
New products. I mean, new, you know, there's just a lot
going
on.
Drugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very exciting time for
new treatments. Eventually
new treatments.
A cure.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean,
we're
think about
for.
10 years ago, there was nothing, was there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No. Even 5 years ago, there was nothing that actually treated the disease or slowed the progression. We could treat symptoms, but now we actually have a few drugs that will slow the progression, which is fantastic.
In 5 years. Mm-hmm. So who knows what the next 5, 10, 15 years. And you're, Jamie, I mean, your generation, it's up to you guys now. Next.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. You know what I love about young kids these days, though? They wear tennis shoes. Even when they're all dressed up. And I love that. Because you know what? In my day, that was the cool thing. And there's Converse was the cool thing. And you guys all, your tennis shoes are really important to you guys, aren't they, Jamie?
I mean, I don't care too much about my tennis shoes. My business shoes are a little uncomfy. And I was like, oh, if I'm walking here,
love
it's outside.
Love it. We had a girl on the other day, though, too. She had the Converse. It looked exactly what I would have worn in high school in 1974. And she said they're hard to find. They're like, you got to really battle to get the cool shoes what we wore in high school. So I feel good about that.
Well, that's cool. Hey, how are we doing as a community? I just want to talk about, you know, the 41 corridor, right? Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Volunteers, you need volunteers. You need, what are you looking for as the chair of the whole thing?
Honestly, always need volunteers. We have an amazing group of volunteers in every community, truly. It's amazing. We have over 50 planning committee members just in Green Bay alone. Such an incredible group of people, and they have so much energy and passion for, you know, working towards an end to this disease. But always looking for more people.
And how do they get connected with your organization?
Just reach out to me, or you can go online at alz.org/volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah.
alz.org, and that can get you going.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about Sunny's Pizza.
Yes. So Sunny's Pizza, April 6th through 13th, they're given a buck back for every pizza. It's steering into the skid April 8th at Oak Park Place. Highly recommend that people sign up for that. Give Oak Park Place a call to get more details. Also, April 10th through 12th, Angels Touch in De Pere is doing a rummage sale, and all proceeds benefit their Walk to End Alzheimer's team.
When is that?
April 10th through 12th.
Awesome.
Yes, and then
ask somebody there come in. We'd like to get them on the show.
Oh, awesome! We'll do
promote that.
And then April 18th through the end of June, actually, the Hideaway at Kitty O'Reilly's in Sturgeon Bay is doing their Purple Pour with Michelob Ultra. So Mick Ultra is going to be on tap and dyed purple by Flanagan's Distributing.
Nice.
And a dollar from every single beer for that entire time is going to be donated.
I'm going to Sturgeon Bay and donate
absolutely.
To Alzheimer's.
I'm a little purple, but okay, I'll try it.
And big shout out to Flanagan's Distributing, too. This Purple Pour with Michelob Ultra is something that they're doing all summer long, but especially in June.
The green beer worked, so this Purple Pour can work.
I'll tell you what, you do a great job at getting out to the public.
You
bring it to them. You don't wait for people to come to you.
I mean,
you go out and
10th,
do it.
12th, 18th. I mean, awesome. That's good.
I've got something for those who are looking to avoid the draft a little bit, too, so we can chat about that.
All right.
We're there.
Jamie, great having you. Congratulations. Good
Thank
luck
you.
At Platteville.
Thank you.
Mine or the mayor, back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.